And was it their favorite, or was it just the only food that they really was? Were
this
eating?
Is yes. the question.
Yes. Very.
I don't trust politicians when it comes to snacks. I think is what I'm discovering. Yeah.
That's the soundbite from this episode.
Welcome to the Snack Show with Jamie Fallon. We're just a couple gals snacking our way through life and talking about it.
This is your first time in a podcast studio.
I just laid the snack down, is what I'm saying.
Jamie, why in the HE Double Pretzel Sticks did we start a podcast?
That's a great question that I don't remember the answer to. Hey, snackers!
Snackers! Welcome to the Snack Show! Okay, y'all, today's episode is so much fun. If you can see down in the, I think, left-hand corner, you'll see a couple of our friends. This is Michael and Melissa Ware. They are also part of the That Sounds Fun Network. Their podcast is called Where We Are. And y'all, will you say hi? Will you welcome the folks to the Snack Show?
Hello.
Yeah, good to be here. We are thrilled. Yeah.
Yay, we're so glad you're here. Okay.
And snackers, if you are not listening to Where We Are, it is where I get my news from.
It's true.
So every Monday through Thursday.
Yep. So Monday through Thursday, they put out 5-minute episodes that are like current events and really like palpable and understandable like wording and just communication and conversation. It's awesome. It's
for
like,
us, as we call us, peasants.
Yes.
It is the news for the peasants.
News for the peasants. And then on Sundays, they do long-form episodes. So they talk about politics, public life, and how faith intersects in that. So it's an awesome podcast. Please go check it out. We are so honored that you guys are here with us today. Thank you so much for being here.
We are honored.
Yes, we're honored. We'll say a little skeptical of the marketing advice. I think news for peasants might be a hard sell. But
I call myself a peasant when it comes to that stuff. I feel like I am elevating in what I know.
It won't be our new slogan. I'll just say
I'm not here for marketing. I'm here for snacks. I'm sorry.
News for citizens.
It is. It has helped me. Let it help you.
Exactly.
For the proletariat.
Exactly.
News for snackers.
Now that has legs.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. We're having Melissa join our marketing team as
great.
Well.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Michael and Melissa, will you share a little bit about kind of your involvement in politics and why you have such helpful information when it comes to snacks and politics? Why are you guys the experts? Tell us.
Well, I've worked in foreign policy. Okay. So I've worked in that side of politics. So internationally, I've worked for the British Embassy, and now I have a consulting company, Public Square Strategies, where I help clients both domestically and abroad navigate 21st century issues.
Okay.
And we started a Substack, Michael and I, about 4 years ago, and that was sort of the birthplace for our podcast, Where We Are. And now our newsletter is called Where We Are. Uh-huh. And so that's another place where you can check out some of our content. And that's been a ton of fun.
When Melissa worked at the British Embassy, she had like a black market pipeline of British snacks.
Yeah. I love it. Oh, my goodness.
And that was incredible.
Okay.
So it was called The Chocolate Shop, and I believe it's still at the British Embassy in D.C.
Okay.
And so I had to get used to this where, you know, within the first week of working there, around 3 p.m., we would all take a break and grab a cup of tea, which I thought, okay, are you just doing this for me as the new American on the team? Like, what is going on? We don't have tea time. And throughout the day, someone would be like, I'm popping over to the chocolate shop. Anybody want anything? Especially like a packet of crisps. Like that's like the Brits would just run over there because
crisps.
They would have Walker's crisps. And then they had all of the British chocolate. So all of the major brands like a Lion Bar or like the Cadbury Buttons or all the different types of Cadbury Mars bars. So the really good stuff, like much better chocolate than what we have. And then you could get other pantry staples like the white Heinz sauce that they use, like the canned beans that they use for beans on toast.
No way!
And then during during Easter and Christmas, they bring in like the huge like gift basket type things that you would typically buy in the UK. But you know, there's so many people that work at the embassy and miss these things that they import into the chocolate shop, and you'd get you know, a candy bar for like 50 cents. And it was the best.
My goodness.
What a dream job.
I would sometimes benefit from this. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had no
idea. New career goals for people listening.
Exactly.
But they'll get there and be like, no, I don't care. I don't care about London. I just am here for the snack.
Right. Not here for the politics, just here for the chocolate shop. Wow. Oh my gosh. That is fascinating. That is amazing.
That's awesome.
I love that so much. Okay. So we were in a meeting when our network kind of all gathered all our shows together. We do it quarterly. And I believe, Melissa, that's when you said, hey, do you know there's a list of like president's favorite snacks? And Jamie and I, both our jaws dropped to the ground and we said, oh my goodness, this is intel that we need. Will you please come on the show and share with us? And you graciously said yes. And so here we are. We have a full list of presidents and their snacks.
Yes.
And so I think we should just dive right in. What do you think?
Right on.
Okay. I love this as a history episode and a snack episode.
Exactly. Usually we also do like a history of the snack that we're focusing on segment at the beginning, but this is just all history of the world. Okay. So
not the world, just the United States.
Well, great. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Sure. Our small little world.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, should we start with the first ever president ever to be?
Oh, we're going back. Okay.
Okay, let's do it. Who is it, Jamie?
George Washington.
Woo, she got it. I was a little nervous.
This is going to be a real journey of the presidents I do not know. They sent us a list beforehand. I scrolled through it and I said, I have never seen that name before in my whole entire life.
Right.
So my educators have done me a disservice is what we're going to learn today.
Sure. And let me give a caveat to our listeners. We're not going through every single president, so don't think we're going to be here for 5 hours straight. But this is a good, healthy list. So let's just dive right in. Okay.
Yeah.
George Washington. Melissa, Michael, give it to us. Favorite snack.
So, and I mean, especially when you go back a bit, it's kind of almost like rumors. Like they were rumored to have loved this thing. And for George Washington, they apparently he loved hoe cakes, and hoe cakes are pancakes but made out of cornmeal.
Interesting. Have you ever had one?
Do you eat it with syrup?
Oh, great question.
Probably not, is my guess.
Butter and syrup?
I feel like either butter or syrup were probably luxuries back then, I would guess.
Sure.
But then again, like polenta, grits, you gotta have butter with cornmeal pancakes.
Yeah.
Butter, I feel like it would be
I didn't know what a hoe cake was. So.
Yeah, me neither.
I had no idea.
Is this like a breakfast item and lunch and dinner or solely a breakfast snack?
I think it's a breakfast snack, but I'd have to look that one up.
Sure. I mean, too bad George isn't here to tell us himself. Okay, what else did he love?
He'd give us an honest answer.
He really would.
Nuts of various varieties, but especially hazelnuts.
Which I appreciate because I enjoy a good hazelnut in a salad.
I don't know that I've ever eaten a hazelnut that's not like in a chocolate situation.
Oh, really?
Like as a nut, now that I say that.
They're good in like cakes. Like if you've ever had a hazelnut cake.
Yeah.
You make a tort. You make a hazelnut
I do,
tort.
I do.
Hazelnut.
Yeah.
Ooh,
wow.
Nice.
George would have loved it.
Yeah.
George would have loved it. Okay, moving on to the next. Thomas Jefferson. I'm going to give a spoiler alert because I have the list here. French vanilla ice cream. Yes and amen, Thomas.
Yeah.
I'm fully in on that.
I feel shocked that French vanilla ice cream existed then.
So he was ambassador to France.
Yeah.
And
there
so maybe it's just vanilla ice cream, but he was in France when he was eating it. So
there we go. I like it.
That's possible.
I like it.
Yeah, I didn't put on the list because it was seemed more of a rumor, but apparently he brought back French fries, which I was like, I thought French fries were Belgian. Why would he bring it back? But maybe the French had already gotten it from the Belgians. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. I appreciate that. I appreciate the French vanilla because I'm a fan.
I am too. That's a great choice.
Yeah, that is. Okay, Jamie.
If you have to have vanilla, I'd have that.
Yeah. I wonder, do you think he did any sort of toppings? Do we think he did the chocolate syrup, a little cherry on top?
I don't know the history of the sundae to know when that started.
I don't know the history of the sundae either.
Actually, I think we've talked about it in our ice cream episode, but it's been a while, so I've forgotten.
Like I said, sometimes I black out after we record and I don't remember what we talked about.
Sure. Okay, let's keep going.
It's kind of the same with us sometimes.
So I'll listen back and I'll learn something
new.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to the list. Jamie, what's our next president they sent over?
James Madison.
Yeah, so spoon bread.
No, that's Monroe.
That's Monroe. That's Monroe. I'm reading up the list.
It's okay. She's jumping ahead. We love it. Okay, so James Monroe was spoon bread, which let's pause right there.
What is spoon bread?
I refuse to look into this. I'm imagining it's monkey bread and moving on with my life.
Tell him if it's correct. She just looked it up.
It is. It's like a cornbread.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Wow, these presents and corn-centered.
They really like the corn.
You know,
that's available.
That's really hard.
I think so, too.
Okay,
this is why ethanol subsidies are out of control. All the presidents just...
Exactly.
You know. No, I mean, it started way back when with their snacking.
That's right.
Exactly. That's why we have so much corn in Iowa.
Maybe that was it. They had to keep corn supplies up in order to keep feeding these presidents their favorite snacks. That's right. True. Yeah.
Okay,
it'll make sense.
Back to James Madison.
Yes.
So, no clear rumors, but Dolly Madison had snack cakes named after her. So she got her own. The first branded trademarked product of a first lady, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because it says it was named for her in 1937, so it seems like a little while later.
Sure.
Yes. That she inspired the snack cake.
Right.
Yeah. So, what years was James Madison president?
If the James Madison was president, I'm looking this up right now.
Okay, I can look it up too. I just didn't know if you knew it on the ready.
Yeah, so his presidential term was March 1809 to March 1817, because remember, he was the president during the War of 1812.
Of course I remember that, Jamie. You did too, right?
Totally. Yes. So
sweet. Which, another fun fact right about here. The British, they tried to burn down the White House during the war, during those years.
Really?
So. Mm-hmm.
Okay, imagine so now I want to know why Dolly Madison got a snack named after her 100 years after.
That sounds like some follow-up show note information we probably need to add in.
Yeah.
We'll look it up and let you know. Okay, next on our list, Martin Van Buren.
Yeah, so this one I got excited because I thought, same, Martin.
Yeah.
Because it said Boar's Head. Okay. And... silly me thought immediately of the lunch meat.
Of course.
Which
same.
Tasty.
Yeah, I love boar's head.
But no, the actual boar's head.
Wow. Okay.
The actual head of a boar.
Okay. The tusk and everything. Okay.
Was that a delicacy?
Could you imagine how many boars you have to have for that to be a favorite snack?
Right.
Like just...
Gosh. Bring out another
one.
Give
me a boar.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Just running around the White House so they're ready.
That's right. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, this next one I think might be my favorite from the list. William Henry Harrison and James Garfield both loved drum roll,
squirrel
please.
Stew.
Squirrel stew.
Get me all the way out on squirrel
I
stew.
I mean,
also William Henry Harrison. Literally never heard that name in my whole entire life. So I just want you guys, I want you to know how thankful I am you're here and how unknowledgeable I am. So I'm feeling so smart today. So smart.
I'm going to be quiet and pretend that I know exactly these names and that I've heard them before, but I'm right there with Jamie. I'm right there with her.
Other than that, I've known all the names thus far, but William Henry Harrison, I'd have been like, I don't know. Is that like a Disney Channel star?
Sure.
So,
okay, next on the list, we have a John Tyler. This is one I did not know. President John Tyler loved
chess pie.
Okay, again, something else I didn't know. Chess pie. Have you guys heard of chess pie?
I have not.
Well, the chess pie that I've had is lemon chess pie, and I've had that in the UK quite a bit. And it's a pretty popular pie in the UK. I think there's a few other types of chess pies. But I didn't know that there was a straight up just chess pie. I always thought it was a flavor and then the chess.
Okay, you guys, you're going to love this. I just looked up a recipe. The top three ingredients are pie crust, eggs, white vinegar, and cornmeal.
Back to the
cornmeal.
Well, so this is right. Like the fascinating thing so far is that we have this split, and we'll see it a little bit more like coming up. But the early presidents, it was either like food from other places, mm-hmm. like France, uh-huh. England, or it sure. was like, you know, like frontier, corn. Like, oh, there's like a boar. That's my new favorite thing. You know, like I'll just eat that boar's head because yes. we were a young nation with no culture of its own. Yes. And so it was just like, oh, there are some squirrels. I wonder what they taste like in this stew. these were our elite. These were our presidents.
Was it their favorite, or was it just the only food that they really were
this
eating?
This is the question.
Yes. Yes.
I don't trust politicians when it comes to snacks, I think is what I'm discovering. Yeah.
That's the soundbite from this episode.
That is. Okay, next one on the list. I do know this president, Zachary Taylor. I know him because my brother's name is Zachary Tyler, and so I always thought it was funny that it was almost a president's name. Anyways, I digress. Melissa was telling us before we started the episode that she's fluent in French, so she's going to be the one to share this one.
I took French 3 years in college, so apologies to anybody in France or Quebec listening to this, or any French, formerly French colonies. Calat Touchot, which...
It sounded right to me.
Which, it's supposed to be a sweet rice dumpling, which when I looked up the picture of it, I thought it was uh-huh. just... plain glazed donuts. That's what it looked like to me. But the word to show, because show is hot or warm, and then to is like all. So I don't know what I don't. It's C-A-L-A-S is the calais. Uh-huh. Not sure what that's supposed to mean, but a sweet rice
it's
dumpling.
A sweet
it
rice
looked
dumpling.
Delicious in the photos.
I mean, if it looks like a donut, I'm 100% in for sure.
Also, I'm reading about Zachary Taylor. Did he almost? Died he could have died from food snacking killed him is that what I'm reading
it's an apparent rumor because they did an autopsy on him like more than 100 years after his death because apparently he died fairly mysteriously like they couldn't quite figure out what he died from and they were thinking that it was possibly milk and cherries that he had eaten beforehand. So I put in our notes, the man might have been killed by his snacking.
It's true. I mean, I'm a fan of milk, but cherries could put me in my grave as well. I am not a cherry fan.
Did he die while he was president?
I don't think so.
Oh, I just looked up his presidential term and it was only a year. And so that's what I'm... Oh, it does.
He died.
His presidential term was till July 9th, 1850, and he died on July 9th, 1850.
Oh, wow.
So
I didn't know that
about
him.
While being president, he was our 12th president.
So was it the cherry or was it just the pit is my question.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah. Very interesting. Maybe it wasn't one of those wild cherries that was actually poisonous. You know, you never know when you're foraging.
Yeah,
you gotta be.
I guess when milk goes bad, maybe something really bad grows in it. When they didn't have, did they have pasteurization at that point?
Ooh, I don't think so. Mm-mm.
Probably not.
Ooh, okay, sounds.
I think we're out of our depths on this one.
Okay, Millard Fillmore, very fun name, Mr. President Fillmore. His favorite snack was resurrection pie. Hallelujah, amen.
I know.
Does anyone know what resurrection pie is?
I support it.
So resurrection pie is when you use basically, it's like a pantry pie where you put whatever you have left that might go bad, you put it in the pie.
Interesting.
You resurrect it from
so
your
So he's like a leftover
larder.
Guy. Fillmore was probably, could have been really into leftovers if that was in that era.
Yeah.
So
I would say,
mean...
I would call it, we would call it the leftover pie.
Oh yeah. You just said my two favorite words, pretty much. is this both sweet and savory?
What?
From what I saw, it seemed to be savory.
Savory. Okay. Like a shepherd's pie, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of throwing.
Yeah, it's
exactly. Like it almost, like the one picture I saw, it looked like it was like a pot roast pie to me.
Ooh, yum. Okay.
Pot roast sounds delicious right now.
Love it. Okay, we're getting to we're getting closer and closer to one of our fave presidents. But first, Franklin Pierce, Jamie, your favorite president,
100%.
His favorite snack was what?
It was a Fanny Daddy.
Tell me more. Melissa's face is just priceless.
A clam fritter.
Sure, I knew that too.
Did you know that before this?
Nope.
No. Okay. Yeah, great.
Not
great.
At all.
Franklin, you are one weird guy. Okay, moving on. You can say the next one, James.
James Buchanan.
Oh, James! I called you James, and the next one was James.
I know, and I do know that president.
Okay, great.
And his favorite is sauerkraut.
Ooh, him and my dad would be good friends.
Yeah, I like sauerkraut, too.
I love sauerkraut. I love it.
I can't say I'm a fan, but more for you.
So we stay here on the pod.
Okay, everyone will love this, because who doesn't love Honest Abe Lincoln? Here we go. Okay, tell us about his favorite snacks.
So corn cakes, apparently there was like some kind of corn cake. Again, a rumor that he said that he, if anybody like handed him a corn cake, he would eat as many as he could kind of thing. He loved them.
Okay.
And then another rumor is that his wife, Mary Todd Lincoln, would bake an almond cake quite often and that it was one of his favorites when she would bake that for him.
It's about the only nice thing she ever did for him. I don't know if you know the history of the relationship there, but
no, tell us a little.
It's basically what held their marriage together as long as it did.
Was almond cake.
It was almond cake. Yeah.
Wait, give us a little hot gossip. What was the deal?
Oh, all you have to, this bill. I mean, it was in jest. Now you're going to make me out to. Mary Todd struggled with serious like mental health issues, and if you watch the movie Lincoln with Spielberg, and you know he's navigating ending slavery and his marriage is also weighing on him, you know, very heavily. So, yeah.
I did see that movie, but I didn't remember that part.
Yeah.
I'll have to watch back.
Yeah, there's the one scene where they're in their bed, when they're in the bedroom and they have like a huge, huge fight, like very, almost near the end of the movie.
Okay.
When sort of the stakes are really high.
But
I mean they had a very difficult life. Yeah.
Wow.
But almond cake was there to
almond cake was holding it together.
Was holding it together.
You do, yes, Michael, love you love cake. It?
I do. Oh, yeah. I like almond cake. Cake's good.
Okay. I love it. Okay, next on our list, Ulysses S. Grant. He was in the military, right? He really led the military side of things.
Yep, that's right.
The way your confidence started with that sentence and then just kind of like roller coastered down.
I tried to stay confident, but I was trying to watch the faces and making sure I was going the right direction.
Keep going. Yeah.
I can also confidently say
the Civil War was where he was in the military.
Of course.
I'm here for you.
And I can confidently say his favorite snack was rice pudding.
Yes.
Which
I think he might. I would think rice pudding is something that you could get fairly easily on the battlefield. You know, so I would imagine he picked it up in the military and kept it going.
It does seem like a military staple type of dessert.
It really does.
Sure.
Well, and what they also then had to eat that probably felt like really decadent in comparison.
Not everyone was getting rice pudding.
Yeah,
but. Mm-hmm. General Grant,
General Grant. Jamie, what is next on our list?
Next is Chester Arthur, also name I've never heard of. And tell us what his favorite snack was, because I don't know what this is.
Turtle steak. And in parentheses in my list, I said for real, because I thought like, okay, this is just a way of cooking the steak. And then I looked it up. It's like, no, like literal turtle.
Oh, it's actual turtle.
It's actual turtle.
Okay. Yeah. I was thinking like a chocolate's called a turtle. So I thought it was something else. I was like, I don't know what this is.
Interesting. Okay.
Me too.
I have never heard of someone consuming turtle before.
Yeah, apparently, because like when I was reading up the descriptions on, you know, like the squirrel stew, that these were delicacies and that obviously have fallen out of favor. And I'm like, so, okay, I guess they were favored quite a bit during these various times.
Huh. Very fascinating. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, next on our list, Grover Cleveland.
Yeah, corned beef and cabbage, my guy.
Oh, there you go. With the salad. That has to kind of do with the sauerkraut family, right? Just like the corned beef and cabbage, sour, all that kind of fits together.
Yep.
Okay, Grover. That's right.
I trust him. I'd vote for him.
Me too.
You would?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Run him today. Take him over.
He's your vote.
We're all right.
Yeah. I love it. Okay. Next, Benjamin Harrison. This is reminding me of Christmas.
Fig pudding.
Yeah. Fig pudding.
Yeah. I can't say I'm a fan of fig pudding.
No. I've never had it. No. I haven't either. I've just sung it in songs.
Same.
Right.
It is very Christmassy tasting. Like when I taste it, it tastes like Christmas, and I don't know why.
Is it pretty sweet?
Yeah, I'd say it's sweet for me.
Yeah.
No, I've never had it.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh, I've had it over in the UK.
Okay. That's where we need to go for all these.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess it makes sense. This is where most of our people came from, so they're going to want the same
things. True. Okay. Ooh, I love this next one. I'm a big Teddy Roosevelt fan. What a guy.
Yeah.
Is that why your dog's name's Teddy?
No. Okay. He was already named Teddy, but she must have known I liked Teddy Roosevelt.
Just wondering.
Teddy Roosevelt named after her dog.
Exactly.
Is the thing. Yeah.
Thanks, Michael. Okay. What was his favorite snack?
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
I would trust that man.
Yeah.
Same. Can't go wrong with some like classic fried chicken. I wonder if he is Southern? Oh.
Well, he loved hunting, so he may have killed the chickens and then fried them.
100%.
Sort of done the whole operation. But I was expecting something more extravagant from Teddy Roosevelt because he like was famous for going on safaris and traveling around the world.
Well, I will tell you that looking up, you know, this whole list, especially from like 1950 before, most of them are meat and potatoes type folks. And so I think probably he had that listed, but meat and potatoes I don't exactly view as a snack.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, we always say if you believe in it hard enough, anything can be a snack. Yeah. So
it's true.
It's our motto.
Hey, snackers. Are you like me and you often get super hangry and need a really good for you but fast snack at the ready?
I think I speak for both of us when I say Nuts.com. The snacks in our office from them have saved us more than a few times.
For sure. So Nuts.com also has more than nuts. I know that's the title. They've got cashews, almonds, gummy bears, olives, popcorn, saltwater taffy, trail mix.
Let me take it from here. Dried fruit, chocolate-covered espresso beans, and pantry staples, y'all. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop because with such a wide selection, it means all y'all snackers are going to find something you love.
So whether you want it for your home or for your business, Nuts.com can make sure you have the a la carte items you need or set up a hassle-free auto delivery. And right now, Nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at Nuts.com/snackshow. So go check out all of their delicious options at Nuts.com/snackshow, and you'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more.
That's Nuts.com/snackshow. And y'all, if you check out our Instagram, we do a little sneak peek of our Nuts.com goodies. Oh, that's our motto. Okay,
beautiful.
I love it. Next on our list, Jamie, what is it?
Calvin Coolidge, and it's a jelly roll.
Love that.
I love that snack and that dance move.
Same. I can't say that I've ever had a jelly roll, though, but I think I'd be a fan.
I just assumed it was like a jelly donut. That might just be.
I was thinking like kind of like a Swiss cake roll, but fruit inside.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Okay,
usually.
Great.
Because I've never had it because I don't like fruit in my desserts.
Sure. So
I don't
like jam.
Oh, yeah, it does.
But yeah, it looks like, you know, like kind of put powdered sugar on it sometimes.
Ooh,
and then when
yes.
they cut it, like the roll is really aesthetically pleasing.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's like just a fruit Swiss roll. I'm so into that. That sounds delicious.
Same. Yeah.
Same. All right, next, Franklin D. Roosevelt. Do you guys want to share what his favorite snack is?
Grilled cheese, which I love that about him.
I love that. Now, my question is, what kind of bread and what kind of cheese?
I wonder if he always went for the same or if he'd switch it up a little.
I would switch it up if I was president. Same. Although I guess he was trying to get us through the Great Depression, so probably he had one kind of bread and one kind of cheese.
I was going
to
say, I don't feel like we had probably a ton of variety at that time.
Sure, sure, sure.
Maybe he did.
Man of the people, I like it. Okay, yeah. Harry Truman is next. And his favorite snack... So, go for it.
Yeah, this one was fun. So not just cornbread, but cornbread with sorghum.
And for the sorghum so is...
And it's like this sauce that you like, this sugary sauce that you pour on. And I think when I saw the photos, it was darker in color. It looked like molasses to me.
Okay.
Which maybe that's like a close cousin or sister.
Okay. I'm looking up sorghum uses.
Cornbread with molasses sounds good. So I'm into
yeah.
that.
I like my cornbread sweet. So I was like, yeah, sign me up.
Yeah.
Oh, fermented and unfermented beverages are made from sorghum.
Yeah, it's I heard of that. I just didn't know what it was in context with like a cornbread, but that makes sense if it's like a molasses because it's like a sugar.
Sure, sure, sure. Very cool. Love that.
Huh. Okay.
All right, Jamie, what's next on our list?
Next up, JFK.
Oh, gotta love him.
Fish chowder feels like the least shocking snack attached to a present.
Yes. Uh-huh. That's right on point.
It's right on point.
He's keeping consistent for
exactly
us.
Exactly what you'd expect.
Yep.
It's kind of comforting.
It is.
Yeah.
But I bet he called it chowder.
Chowder.
They don't say the R.
Fish chowder.
Chowder.
Oh,
100%.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
oh,
great,
yeah.
Great.
100%. Oh, yeah. Okay, next. Lyndon B. Johnson. I appreciate this. Texas-style barbecue. Now, was he a Texas guy?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Okay.
Look at me, you know, in president stuff.
Yay!
Look at you. We can forget about the first Harrison, but not Lyndon B. Johnson.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Now, what makes barbecue Texas style? Does anyone know?
I don't know, because like Kansas City claims barbecue as well. I wonder if
there's Memphis barbecue. Yeah.
I don't know. North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know who did know?
The internet.
Lyndon B.
LBJ.
Thank you. Let's see. Texas style is slow cooked smoked meat that originated in the state of Texas. Thanks, Google. Appreciate it. Okay, moving on.
So it's just where it originated is where, if it's Texas or Memphis or great.
Okay, yeah. Next is Nixon. This is so funny to me. I don't think I've ever heard this combination before. Cottage cheese and ketchup.
Yeah. This one I knew off the top of my head because I remember hearing it for the first time a few years ago and thought, what? Uh-huh. And so it's just stuck in my head, just cottage cheese with ketchup.
I can't say
it. I put ketchup on some odd things, but not cottage cheese.
Same.
I'll try it, though. It's good enough for Nixon. I'll give it a whirl.
Also, his second favorite,
too.
Or maybe his equally as favorite, meatloaf, which I'm a huge meatloaf fan. Totally get it.
Me too.
You hate meatloaf.
I hate meatloaf.
Yeah. Michael, are you a meatloaf fan?
I love, yeah, meatloaf's
yes!
great. My grandmother made meatloaf growing up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Same.
Yeah, my mom
you know,
ate
one
it.
Thing
and
I wanna,
go ahead.
One thing I want to point out, and especially I think as we enter like the modern era, you'll see presidents' favorite foods get more and more juvenile.
Yes!
And I think it's just by this time we were a superpower. You're managing like an actual like huge bureaucracy when the White House, like federal government, wasn't always that big. And so I think snacks were like a way for presidents to go back to simpler times.
Uh-huh.
And with Nixon, I really get that. Like
yep.
he was committing crimes, but he was eating cottage cheese with ketchup, on the side.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
He's like, things were simpler back in the day.
I love
yeah.
it. Okay. I'm going to rifle through the next four so we can get kind of to like the top five most recent presidents so we can talk about their snacks.
Mm-hmm.
So Gerald Ford, he loved waffles. Jimmy Carter was a fan of peanuts, grits, and cornbread. Reagan liked, Jamie will appreciate this, jelly beans.
And monkey
and
bread.
Michael, monkey bread. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Reagan. And then George H.W. Bush, the man hated broccoli. Hilarious. But he likes
quoted.
Rinds. Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. He was quoted saying, talking about how much he hated broccoli. Like, that's how much, like, the press had to quote the man talking about broccoli because he hated it so much.
Oh my gosh, hilarious. Okay, Bill Clinton, he has a long list. I'm going to quick say them. Chicken enchiladas, cheeseburgers, tacos, lemon chess pie. There's that lemon chess pie we talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. Peach pie, sweet potato casserole, barbecue, cinnamon rolls. I love that. But he was allergic to milk and chocolate.
He probably still is allergic since he's alive.
Oh, yeah, is. Oops, sorry, Bill. Sorry, I was so used to talking in the past with the other presidents.
He's still.
Yeah, sorry, Bill.
Maybe he's not, but he probably still is.
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay, let's focus in on these last couple. George W. Bush. Y'all give it to us. What is he liking?
So he liked pork rinds like his dad, but with Tabasco sauce.
Very interesting. Uh-huh.
Pretzels, deviled eggs, grilled cheese, warm biscuits, and of course, Tex-Mex.
Of course. Gotta stick to your roots. Love that. I love that it's warm biscuits. Not just any biscuit. I need warm biscuits.
Yes. Yeah, as you know, as I was looking things up and you got closer and closer, obviously the information that we have is so much more detailed.
Sure.
They also, some of them got really specific as to like exactly which foods they liked. And then it was like the Carters, they apparently liked very simple foods and they cooked their own Sunday night dinners while in the White House.
Really?
So you'd have like very various dynamics going on in the White House kitchens.
Oh, that's really fascinating. Are the Carters the only ones that did that?
They left the White House staff off.
Is that the only president?
I wasn't reading anywhere else where they did that. It just seemed to be the Carters.
That's really nice.
That is so sweet.
I love that.
And kind of gives like a little semblance of normalcy in a life that doesn't feel very normal anywhere else, you know?
100%. All right. Do you want to share about Obama, Jamie?
I want Michael to share about Obama.
Oh, Michael.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Michael's the Obama expert here.
Chips and guac,
love
apples, uh-huh. And this was a big, a big deal. Infamously, in the Oval Office, instead of having something that wasn't so healthy, there would always be a big bowl of apples in the center of the Oval Office. Chocolate covered macadamia nuts, fresh veggies. Though I kind of feel like part of this was. Let's move propaganda that the first lady was kind of pushing.
Fair.
Chili, he loved honest tea. He did great things for honest tea as president just through the association. Also trail mix. And then we were emailing and it's funny, as you get more modern, there are sort of controversies around food, and under Obama, there was a lot of chatter that he ate 7 almonds a day. And
I do remember
there were all
hearing
these
this.
News articles written. There had to be corrections issued that he wasn't that sort of obsessive about it. Wasn't always 7, but he did like almonds in some variety around 7 a day. Yeah,
I love it. Hey, if you're gonna be president, why not be bougie about something?
Well, but also it's like
almonds.
I remember reading it about the self control of you only eat the 7 and then you just don't eat anymore.
Sure.
It was like it was a whole thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the man I want with his finger on the red button. Someone who can only eat 7 almonds and stop there.
Yeah,
that's right.
Self-control I'm looking for.
I love it. Yeah. Okay, Melissa, will you share with us Trump's favorite snacks?
Yes. So Trump is like the easiest info to find on because he loves snacking. The man, I think, only snacks. I'm not really sure.
Amen.
So he's notorious for loving McDonald's and serving it when folks would visit the house. But apparently he really loved the McDonald's Egg McMuffin particularly. Okay. He loves cereal.
Okay.
Lay's potato chips were apparently always stocked when he was president. Keebler Vienna Fingers, which I love. Oreos. Oreos. Yep. See's Candies, which also, I love See's Candies.
Jamie's a big fan of See's.
Big fan of See's Candy. It started out, I grew up in California, and so it started out there.
Oh.
But man, their milk chocolate Bordeaux's, I'll ask for a box of them at Christmas, and then I put them in the freezer so I can't eat them all at once.
And then cherry vanilla ice cream for his favorite ice cream flavor. And then chocolate cake.
Yeah, so I feel like I remember like photos of him on Air Force One with just like a chocolate, like a slice of chocolate cake in front of him. You know?
Oh my goodness, that's amazing.
Yeah, Trump's definitely sweet, not savory, based on his list
of snacks. He's got a sweet tooth, for sure. Yeah. Okay, and let's end with Biden, our current president. His favorite snacks are as follows, Melissa.
So the number one snack that I would say for him that he is constantly in press photos eating is vanilla chocolate chip ice cream. The man loves ice cream.
Yes.
Loves ice cream. And they say in particular that they keep stocked at the White House is the Häagen-Dazs vanilla chocolate chip.
Okay. Ooh, shout out to Häagen-Dazs. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
There's a great photo of him in a Dairy Queen turning a blizzard upside down and his face to test. And his face is like such like this is the height of American ingenuity. Like, look what we did. it's a great thing.
Yeah, his excitement is that of like a 7-year old boy going to Dairy Queen for the first
time. Yeah, isn't this incredible? Sure. It doesn't come out.
And then apparently they also keep stocked for him red grapes, sliced cheese, which who doesn't love grabbing a piece of sliced cheese out of the fridge?
Of course, amen.
Apples, Special K for cereal. And peanut butter and jelly. Apparently he really loves peanut butter and jelly as well.
I feel like he has a very, like you said earlier, like a little kid's palate. Uh-huh. Like vanilla ice cream, peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, grapes, peanut butter, jelly, and cheese feels like what you've stocked in your kindergartner's like lunch for
lunch
the day.
Lunchbox, yeah.
That's right.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, my toddler is all about Joe Biden's snack list. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, y'all. This is hilarious. So if you've ever wondered what our president's favorite snacks were or what was in their snack cabinet, now you have a pretty good picture.
It is, yeah.
It's pretty wild.
Presidents, they're just like us.
Exactly. They're just like us.
Squirrels too.
With the
same,
too.
Same. That's what I'm having for dinner. It's so weird.
I'm having turtle steak. What are you guys having?
The whole cake sounds pretty good, actually.
Oh. Yeah. Also, don't forget about the Fanny Daddies.
Oh yeah, Fanny Daddies.
The Fanny Daddies. Okay.
Yeah. Fanny Daddy Thursday.
There you go. Okay. The last segment we do on the show, which Melissa, as a listener, I know you've heard this before. Yes. We like to do a segment called Snack of the Week.
I'm so excited.
We are so excited to invite you in. A little jingle is playing, so feel free to dance along. As our guests, we want you guys to go first. So, Michael, Melissa, you guys choose whoever goes first. What is your snack of the week?
What is yours, Michael?
Out of the Italian Dolomites, there are these like dehydrated apple slices that are just... They taste like the mountains. They are so delicious. They're not crunchy. They have like a chew to them, but it's just like pure apple, and they're just so delicious.
We brought home the last time we brought home like 10 bags. I'm not even because they were served to us at our hotel as like a little snack, and we thought these are the best tasting apple chips we've ever had because they're not quite chips again. They're like kind of chewy. We found them in a store. We brought so many back. We savored that last bag for like 2 weeks.
We get it.
Is it red or green apples?
It's a great snack, yeah.
Red or green apples?
Yeah.
They had both types, but I think the kind that, you know, we bought from the store, like the 10 bags, were red.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds delicious.
It sounds really good.
And you can't find it anywhere except in Italy?
Nope. So it's the Trentino Alto Adige region, which is where the Dolomites are. And I have looked everywhere, like Amazon, specialty food stores online, and I haven't been able to find them available for United States shipping. It's really sad.
Interesting. That is sad. That reminds me, when we go over to the UK, we like to stock up on these gummies called Percy Pigs. And we're the same way. When it comes to that last bag, you just savor.
So... when I was working at the embassy, and she's now one of my dearest friends, she now will send me Percy Pigs because I love them so much. She'll go into Marks and Spencer, buy me Percy Pigs.
Yes.
And when she travels back here and she visits me, she always brings them. I without a doubt, she always brings me a bag of Percy Pigs, or she has sent them to me.
Melissa, yep. You get it.
You get it.
You get it.
There's also one call in the Caterpillar that I love so much. Uh-huh. I have a friend that was just over there, and I asked for some to be brought back to me.
Okay, what's your favorite kind of Percy Pig? My favorite's the party time.
I just eat whatever she brings back to me. I just like the pigs. Like the
The OG. Those are my favorites.
OGs are good, but I'm telling you, there is a wide plethora of Percy Pig like one-offs, like Easter, party time, piglets, fizzy tails, Percy Pig and Friends. Like, there's so many options in the Percy Pig family. I'm telling you. You have. Okay.
I will go tell Anya, my friend, that she needs to buy me party time.
Exactly. Okay, Melissa, besides Percy Pigs, what's your snack of the week?
So I have two, because they're for like, so if you have a sweet tooth, but you don't have a very big sweet tooth, I bought both of these at Eataly in New York City this past week. And they're the Locher brand, which is also from the Italian Dolomites, which is funny. So like our snacks, both of our snacks, we didn't plan this, are both made in the Italian Dolomites. And so it's the Locher brand, and I have the prop. It's the Quadratini, but the peanut butter flavor. I didn't know they made peanut butter flavor. I've always gotten the hazelnut, which, you know, Nutella flavored anything is like my favorite thing on the planet, but they make a peanut butter one. But they're not that sweet. And so if you like if you're more of like a cheese board person when it comes to the end of the meal, you might like these. They're just enough sweet, and they're very small. They're like these little squares. So you can only eat two.
Ooh, I'm looking at them right now.
That's a great snack of the week.
Ooh, is it like, it's a wafer cookie. It's a wafer cookie.
Wafer cookie. So for anybody who's watching the video.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, those look good.
And like beautiful layering too, right? Like, are you checking these layers? They're incredible.
When it comes to food, the Italians are like, say less.
right.
Beautiful.
Oh, I love that.
And
so
then I'm cheating because the second thing is Locher brand as well.
Okay.
These are also, they make these in various flavors. They make their chocolate wafer cookies also in peanut butter. Now, these are if you like sweeter things. They come individually packaged, which makes me feel like really fancy.
Sure.
Like, whenever a cookie is individually, like, you know that you're about to have something amazing. Like, it's just like a rule.
Yep.
Like the Stroop waffle on United Airlines. Yes.
100%.
Yeah. So the Locher brand, they're peanut butter wafer cookies, and then they're Quadratini wafers that are just peanut butter flavored.
I feel like I just need to invest in the Locher's brand top to bottom.
I know, seriously.
Yes, all their stuff is amazing.
Okay.
And it's not that expensive, especially if you have to buy it at a specialty store usually, and they have to import it and pay all the fees or whatever. They're really not that expensive.
Oh, good to know.
Great. Oh, I'm learning something new.
Me too.
So many new things today.
What I heard was we need to go to Italy.
I heard
Italy, go now. Okay, Jamie, what is your snack of the week?
Well, I'm not as classy as the Wares. And as I was thinking of 4th of July coming up, my snack of the week is a hot dog.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
I love that.
Do you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite brand of hot dog?
If I'm going fancy, there's a place here in Nashville called Daddy's Dogs, and they have a whole menu of hot dogs that's really good. But if I'm just getting them from the store, I don't think so.
Okay.
It's a little ballpark Frank.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Melissa and I are from Buffalo, and in Buffalo there's a brand called Salins. And so I wonder if any of your listeners would be familiar with Salins hot dogs, but that's like the go-to, especially if you're cooking them over like a charcoal grill. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
There's nothing like Salins hot dogs over charcoal.
They're pork based and just delicious. Okay.
Can you get those like at a Kroger, or do you have to travel to Buffalo to get them?
You can sometimes pick them up at a Wegmans that is out of the Buffalo area, Wegmans grocery stores, because now they're all over the Northeast.
Yeah.
But the closer you get to Buffalo, the higher the chance that you'll be able to find them. But it'll be sold in like the Buffalo Rochester area.
Got it. So so we'll go over to Italy and then up to Buffalo.
Yeah, yeah. We'll just hop on over. It'll be great.
We got it.
Yeah.
I like this food tour we're on.
I know, me too. Okay, my snack of the week, I have to do a special nod to Trader Joe's, tip of the hat, and to my coworker Mandy, because she was the one that stocked our kitchen at the office, and I found these. Dark chocolate covered power berries. So imagine, ooh, it's almost like,
what is a power berry?
I know. It looks like, from the outside, it just looks like a chocolate covered like nut or something. But on the inside, it's like a berry mixture of like acai, blueberry, raspberry. Ooh. And so it's kind of chewy when you bite into it.
Okay.
But it's covered obviously in dark chocolate, and it is so good. So, so good.
I think power berries are what killed Zachary Taylor.
That's true. might be.
He just had one power berry too many, and that was it for him.
That is presidency.
Proceed with caution.
Also, I share the same office as Fallon, and I've never heard of these snacks, so I feel like you're hiding them.
They're over on the other side.
Okay.
You got to venture on over.
Okay.
Have you ever heard the Brookside chocolate covered pomegranates?
Yes, no. Those are good. I like those.
Ooh, oh, no, if you like the power berries, you're going to like the chocolate covered pomegranate.
Okay. Yeah.
It's Brookside brand.
Okay, yeah. Done. When have you had them and didn't share them with me, ma'am?
Not during our residency as the snack show.
Oh, okay.
Pre-tenure.
Yeah, I love it. Y'all, thank you so much for being here. You really just set off this week of July 4th beautifully with these presidential snacks. And so thank you so much. We hope you have a great holiday. God bless America.
Yes. She just saluted. Wow.
I did. I thought it was appropriate. Salute to snacks, you know?
Yes.
That's right.
That's a good tagline. I like it.
Salute to snacks. And listeners, don't forget to check out the Wares at Where We Are. They both have a newsletter and a podcast. So check out both, because they're both awesome resources
to
get all your political news in. Jamie, anything else we need to say?
I don't think so. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.
Hope you have a great holiday weekend.
Happy 4th.
Wait, what birthday is it for the U.S. this year? Do we know?
2023 minus 1776.
I don't know. These don't look like the most reliable websites.
240.
I'm not going to trust. I'm not going to trust AV Animals.
Look at that website.
247.
247 is just the math of 2023 minus 1776.
Okay, great. So happy 247th birthday, America!
And thank you to all your our presidents and their fun and weird snacks.
Yes.
All right, y'all.
We couldn't have done it without you.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's so good to be with y'all. We'll see you soon.
Great.
You too.
We'll see you next week, listeners.
I'll eat more snacks before then.